All right, another two games of hoops, play-in hoops on a Wednesday night. We have Miami, Chicago, Dallas, Sacramento. We'll get right into that. Some NBA news as well. My name is Shlomo Stark.
My name is Levi Jacob.
And this is the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes or less. So Levi, not too surprised, but the 9-10 games were worse than the 7-8 games. Miami, Chicago. We both predicted Chicago, but I had a feeling that like Miami had the best player in my series, which was either Bam, maybe even best two players, because Bam and Hero. So I just kind of had a feeling that like Miami could always do something, and they did. They won 109-90. I'm not impressed by the win. Tyler Hero did play fantastic. He had 38 points. My predictions have been on fire recently, by the way.
It's true.
I've been nailing it. I wish I predicted the Luka trade. I would just be a king. But okay, so yeah, this game, it wasn't really like much of a game, you know? Like the Heat got off to an early start and the Bulls never really were able to come back from it. They scored 90 points, shot 10 of 37 from three, less than 40% shooting. You know, Josh Giddey, 25 points, 10 rebounds, four players in double digits, basically nothing from their bench. And the Heat had a 38-point night from Tyler Hero.
When Andrew Wiggins is feeling competitive, he just has, it's the story of his career, basically. When he has the motor, he's a very, very solid two-way player. He has the physicality for it also to be very competitive. When he plays with, a little bit more oomph, odds are that the Heat are going to be doing significantly better, which is a game like tonight. But again, they beat the Bulls, who did not have a good night. So nothing too crazy.
Of the Heat or the Hawks advancing? I'm going to say Heat.
I don't want to tell you that I think that the Heat look particularly motivated right now is the problem. Like game to game, I don't know if I trust them necessarily.
Do you trust the Hawks?
I think that Trae Young really disgruntled and very, very frustrated. Like you could see it at the end of last game. I think that's why he got ejected, is because he has so much frustration built up over the course of the season. But I think it's the Heat. I think they're the safer bet. They're both landing on Miami, essentially. I think that the right.
Yeah, but I wouldn't be surprised at all if it's the Hawks. I wouldn't be like, I can't believe it.
If it isn't the Hawks, I really think that is a push for moving forward. There is some part of me that doesn't believe it, but I also think that it should happen. I think they need to move on to the next era without Trae Young.
Yeah, Simmons was just talking about that with Kirk Goldsberry, actually. Trae Young is going to be in a lot of trade rumors this summer,
which is so crazy compared to the last like 3 years. And I was like, well, what do you do with him? Like on the Magic, he'd be great, you know?
I don't know. I think he might mess with their vibe.
Their defensive vibe, you're saying?
Yeah.
I hear it. But
and they're like, I've heard he's not the best teammate.
So I heard that as well. But the difference is that actually Trae Young, like you can see on the basketball court that this year he really did put a lot more effort into trying to facilitate the ball more. Like when you're watching him.
Well, he led the league in assists.
Right. But I'm saying, but he was doing close to that in previous years also. Like, you can see that he has made the concerted effort to try to involve other teammates more. But what's really interesting is that hearing from Paolo after the Magic won, he was like, it's really great to play on this team, and everybody wants to see each other succeed. Like, everybody wants each other to score, have big nights. I think Cole Anthony might have said it, actually. He said, like, everybody wants everybody else to eat, you know? And I think that Trae Young in a renewed environment like that could be, like, it could, like, really work well, especially with a number two defense. Like, with a number two defense, If bringing in Trae Young brings up to like a number 7 defense, but brings their offense to like number 15, that's a better team. I want to see better basketball. That's all.
I also want to see better basketball. Next, Mavericks beat the Kings 120-106. This wasn't so surprising. Anthony Davis was the best player in the series, and he had the best statistical line besides maybe DeMar DeRozan, but he was the best Maverick for sure. He had 27 points, 9 rebounds, 9 of 23 shooting. Not great, but 3 of 6 from 3 and 6 of 6 from the line. Klay Thompson was great also, 8 of 11. And Sacramento lost the game and then fired their GM. Strictly after, they fired their coach earlier this season. I think they're pretty happy with Doug Christie, but I'm not sure. They did a lot. This franchise was a complete mess this season. We'll see if they could bring someone in to revamp it a little bit. And the Mavericks are now going to be playing the Grizzlies. I think that's a great game, actually. Your prediction on that game. Unless you have more to say on this game. I just think the Kings are kind of like 1-2-3 Cancun. Like, I don't know. if there's more to say about this game.
No, there's not more to say about the game. There's also no further news about the Kings to me because I'm just so used to them being like essentially like the Bulls. Like, there's no point in having a discussion about who they might trade where and whatever until like it actually happens, because they're just they're one of those teams that like is like so down to, for mediocrity. But the one note that I would make is Brandon Williams. He's a good basketball player. That's all.
Brandon Williams, great. Okay.
You're going
to
lose. Well,
you think Brandon Williams can lead the Mavericks to a win over the Grizzlies on Friday night?
Can he lead them? I don't know about leading them, but I
leading them was a joke because you love him so much.
Yes, I understand. Listen, I definitely think that they can beat the Grizzlies, but I do think that the Grizzlies are a better team.
Grizzlies are favored by 6.5 points, which makes sense. By the way, Miami is favored by 1 point, so people agree with us. That Miami is, bettors agree that Miami should win and it's toss-up. And Atlanta's at home, too.
Grizzlies are, I think they're too charged. They really want to make the playoffs. And I think they have enough.
So you're predicting Memphis.
Yeah, I think they have enough to cover up the Mavericks' strengths. Anthony Davis is obviously the best player in the series right now, especially in regards to Jaw's injury stuff.
I'm going to predict Dallas because Memphis has not looked good in the last couple of weeks. They look good against the Warriors, and that felt really due to size. They have no size against Dallas, and I like Anthony Davis a lot. And I really think that the Mavericks team legacy is to lose in 4 to the Thunder.
Funny.
Like, that's what's supposed to happen. So we have a little disagreement. That'll be fun. That was the NBA Daily Recap in 15 minutes. I just want to thank you, Levy, for co-hosting and producing. I want to thank you for listening.